This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, where does the time go? Oh, yeah, daylight saving time. Hey, it is coming up on 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes, it is the 9 o'clock stretch. And I tell you, suddenly, everybody wants to be on the Bob Rowe Show. No, actually, it is. I am thrilled to have a couple of people that I call my friends talking about Michelle Pickett. Of course, Pickett Weaponry, you know, everybody knows. Everybody knows. And Mark Herm, that little AC company that you've had your name on for,
26 years,
you know, there's that. But here's the cool thing. You are not necessarily here to talk about air conditioning.
No, sir.
Although guns are part of the topic. And that is the Gator Gobblers, and it's part of the Gainesville chapter. And I want to make sure I get this right. NWTF.
That's correct. National Wild Turkey Federation.
National Wild Turkey Federation. Okay. So, the Gator Gobblers, what is that?
Gator Gobblers is basically our Gainesville chapter, Greg. It's a component of the national organization. Mm-hmm. And we run it kind of like a separate entity, if you will, as far as like a separate, you know, everybody has a little group that works for certain regions and stuff, and we have the Gainesville area.
I gotcha. So how many people are involved in an organization like this in our community?
Our committee, typically, I'm going to say probably 12 people.
Okay, but as far as the community, people that are involved in it, coming to events?
We typically get close to 500 people at the event.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time. It's started coming back again about 15, is that right, about 15 years ago? Yeah, we kind of resurrected it and started getting people involved in it, and It just kind of grew from there, and we've been at the same location at the Remberts for all this time, and it's really been a great group of people, but the focus is to bring awareness to the conservation of our woodland areas, to bring back the art, you know, if you will, of turkey hunting and just hunting in general. We do deer hunting outreach events to educate the kids and help promote the education so that they know what they're doing and promote safety as well.
See, I think that's a misconception, and I don't mean to make this political, but it is, so I'm going to. The left like to be critical sometimes of hunting and fishing, thinking that, you know, you're ruining our planet. I know the fishing things that you are involved in.
Yes, sir.
And in this case with the Gator Gobblers, nobody cares probably more about preserving, you know, what it takes to make these sports even be possible, which actually it's a positive because you're doing a lot more good than obviously, you're hunting or fishing, but there's more to it than that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things you have to look at is everybody who actually participates in the natural resources that God gave us outside, whether it be the hunting, the fishing, the hiking, doesn't really matter what the sport is. Those are the people who are going to care the most about what's taking place. Mm-hmm. And when that takes place, you're going to see that group of people focus on more of their interest area.
Right.
And so that's why it's kind of good to have things like the National Wild Turkey Federation and some other, you know, natural resource protection organizations as well.
So, Michelle, now there was an event that actually was held, was it this past weekend?
Yes, this past weekend we had our youth hunt.
Okay, and what was that? Who was involved, considered youth, and what did they do?
It's our young folks get to go out and they actually get to learn about hunting. It's about learning how to shoot turkeys properly. It's about educating.
Right.
We are very big on educating folks about our environment, about the proper way of doing things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
And they had a great time. We had a lot of youth out there that were new, had never been out in the woods before, and had a fabulous time. One of the young men that I know, it was the first time he went hunting, and
wow.
It was a great weekend for himself and for his father to spend time together in the woods.
See, I think a lot of people kind of forget that the whole part of this sport, and it is sport, is the family component, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about family. I mean, even our committee, we are a huge family. We're there for each other, and it's a great time.
Michelle Pickett, Mark Herm in studio with me this morning. And so, Mark, the event is coming up. Bring two down just a little bit for me, or three if you would. Just kind of monitor that a little bit there. The event coming up is actually a banquet, which explains why Mark Herm is involved, because there's food involved. So what is it? Where is it? Can people still get involved? What's kind of the story there?
Yeah, the event has always been held at Rembert Farms, and we are going to be having the event on March 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Doors typically open 5:30. People start getting their way early, and
gotcha.
They come and walk around, and they're welcome to do that. Look and see what the auction items are going to be. But the most important thing is that this is a fundraiser.
Right.
And what these funds do is enable us to conduct things like the outreach events,
mm-hmm.
To help train the kids. And back to the point you made before, the outreach events are a family thing. It's a parent and a child.
Right.
And so they come with us, and we have professional guides that we have that help out with the whole process, that actually take them, show them the safety rules and regulations for hunting,
mm-hmm.
Make sure that the kids are understanding the reason why you have to do certain things and be quiet and not goof off. And,
right.
You know,
yeah.
It lets them be aware of how smart the animals are that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, the bonding that they're going to have with, again, our natural resources. Get them out of the electronics. Get them
gotcha.
Out. Get them back outside.
Right.
You know, get their feet in the water. Do whatever they're going to do.
I like that. Now, Michelle, there are going to be giveaways, I think, or some prizes that are going to be part of this banquet event, right?
Yes, because we have a silent auction, but we also have a live auction. And so we have all kinds of things, from firearms, of course. We also have a lot of donors that have donated different prizes for our bucket event.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be all kinds of hunting gear. There'll be tree stands. There'll be all kinds of stuff
wow.
in these buckets. We've had some really great donors this year, and we have some wonderful sponsors. I mean, that's why we're all here together to work together. For instance, we have sponsors like, of course, we have our wonderful Mark Herm
yeah.
right here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are too, but Capital City. We also have some smaller folks that have some great places. We have Stonehouse. There's also...
I know I put you on the spot here without
you
a
did.
List. She didn't have a cheat sheet, so
yeah.
that's all my fault. That's okay.
Yeah, my cheat sheet's like 4 pages long, so that wouldn't have been good. So.
Yeah,
yes.
we take Mark's notes away from him so that he doesn't read them all when he's on the show. So.
Well, the good thing is we're actually going to have Glock there. Glock is one of our sponsors
okay.
this year, so I'm really super excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mark, again... when is the event? Where is the event? And how can people find out how they can get tickets for it or be a part of it and support it?
Well, basically, they can contact me directly if they'd like to at 352-258-6741. That's my direct cell number.
Now, you know that nobody caught that listening in their car right now. You realize
yeah.
that.
352-258-6741.
Okay.
Better they can have any questions, they can email me at mherm@hotmail.com. They can also go to nwtf.org. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Look under the Gainesville mm-hmm. chapter, Gator
okay.
Gobblers.
Sounds good.
They can get that information. They can buy. I can't provide a link right now because I don't
right.
know
the.
But we have a link to buy tickets directly online.
Cool.
And that's we're only going to be mailing out tickets for another 7 days, I think, because we cut off the mail out tickets if they buy them online.
We know how that
about
is.
ten
yes.
days in advance. So
okay.
So we've only got 2 weeks and 2 days before the banquet.
Sneaking up on you.
It's going here quick. It's exactly right. So, you know, I want to reflect back on one thing that just came
sure.
to mind. We talked about the outreach events a little bit.
Yeah.
We have put more than 1,200 children and youths through the outreach program
wow.
locally. locally.
That's huge.
We've also been recognized by National Wild Turkey Federation nationally and also by Florida Game Commission at a state level as being the top performing chapter. With this type of a youth program.
You're just showing off, aren't you?
And I'm not showing off because not me. I'll be quite honest. Missy Schneider has done a fantastic job on orchestrating this and growing the group. She has really worked hard to do this. And it's amazing the team that's been put together.
And, you know, and that's what it is all about, because individually, none of us can do all these things.
That's right.
You get people who are volunteer, people who are part of it, businesses like Mark Herb, like Pickett Weaponry, and then all those that are sponsoring it. Sounds like a great event. Again, you've heard all kinds of places to get the info. We hope that folks will come out. So, Michelle, Mark, appreciate you coming by and being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us, Greg. It's a great time always.
Yeah. And bring breakfast next time, will you? just saying. Hey, we are coming up on 9:16. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. We are glad that you are with us today. And, well, lots to talk about. And also coming up about 9:30 or so, going to be talking to our Congressman Ryan Chamberlain. A lot of things going on in Tallahassee. We'll find out what's up with that. And we'll see what's up his sleeve. Maybe he's got some good news for us. We'll find out. It's all ahead. The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where is this morning going? It is 9:20 already. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy sitting in for Bob Rose on a beautiful Monday morning. Okay, it's raining a lot. It's cloudy. Roads are wet. Leaves are on the ground. We're all a little tired because we're, lost that hour of sleep over the weekend. But we do what we can to make Mondays great. Again, thanks so much to Michelle Pickett and Mark Herm coming in, filling us in on that whole Gator Gobblers banquet that is coming up. Sounds like a great event. And I tell you, we are really fortunate in our community here to have so many great organizations. You know, I was talking about the Bob Rose Scramble a little while ago, the fact that they're still looking for some more volunteers for that. There's another event coming up that we are so appreciative of. Dan DeMarco and the folks at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. They've got their 6th annual appreciation dinner coming up in the end of April. Going to be at the World Equestrian Center this year. And get involved in that organization. If you appreciate what our vets have done for us, man, you've got a dedicated crew there at Soldiers Freedom. They work for free. You know, this is not some fancy paid gig like some of these big organizations you hear about nationally. They are working right here. Our local veterans, their families, and doing so much to help out. They're always looking for sponsorships, ways that you can support the organization. You can find out more about the event. You can head over to info at soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's info at soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Would love to see you there. And again, anytime you hear of these things that we are talking about on the Bob Rose Show, we don't mention them lightly. You know, having Mark Herm and Michelle Pickett in the studio to talk about that, it's because these are groups that we believe in. These are people that we know personally. We appreciate the work that they do in our community, and we know that it's good work. You know, there's a whole concept biblically of sowing and reaping. And when you sow into these good organizations like this, good things grow. Good things come out of that. And we really, really do appreciate the fact that, that you're, you know, kind of getting out and maybe being a part of it. One thing that I wanted to mention a little bit earlier, you know, a lot of the new administration cabinet. I mean, man, the difference. We made this contrast when President Trump first came into office. When you look at some of the people that were in Joe Biden's cabinet, and we made the statement continually for 4 years, if there was a possibility of doing so, he managed to find the absolute worst person for any type of position that he had them in. And they weren't there because they could do the job. They were there because of their DEI mentality, their trans mentality, their fill in the alphabet mentality. The comparison to the team that Trump has put together this time, man, what a contrast. I mean, they're all boots on the ground, literally working, really doing their thing. And Tom Homan, man, he is another one of those. I mean, he is out there going after sanctuary cities, looking at the successes on the border. And we will get into that in a moment here, just because there's just so much good going on. I do want to open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines real quick, though, because Rosebud, oh, he's a God-fearing American and loves the Bob Rose Show. Morning, Rosebud. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Greg. God bless America. Yeah. I just want to make a couple comments on hunting, the turkey hunting.
Yeah.
You know, back in the old days when I was a young kid right here where I'm living, you didn't have a grocery store on every street corner. You had your chickens, you had your hogs in the hog pen, you had your steers for the butcher, and then you had your hunting. You went out and you hunted. You wanted a wild turkey, you go out and hunt a turkey at turkey season. Wild hog, I loved wild hog. I used to have my hog dogs, go out and hunt. We just captured a bunch of wild hogs here, and they made sausage out of them. But that's the way. That was the way of life around here. You had honey, you had guns in your truck. I mean, I'm surprised we have open kit. When I was younger, I had more guns in my gun rack, sitting plain view, 243 double barrel pistols all over. We always had this stuff here.
Yes.
Now it's kind of lost itself, but I'm glad that they're teaching young people, because that's what this hog hunt would brought a bunch of young kids, the young dogs with the older dogs. The young dogs were trained by the older dogs to go out. They all had their dog collars, tracking collars and everything. But that's how we used to do it around here, and I'm hoping it's coming back. We got people with their chickens again, little gardens again, raising up some stuff. These people have just moved in out here. That's the way it used to be, and I believe it's coming back that we're going to have to do that again for enough food to take care of each other. You're doing a good job, Greg, and I didn't mean to bother y'all, but I just had to put my 2 cents in about hunting.
All right, boys
have a nice day. God bless America.
Absolutely. Rosebud, no, it is. It's always an open line for you, dude. You know, you're one of those old dogs you're talking about right there, teaching the young dogs new tricks. I kind of think so. Hey, so I was talking about Tom Homan, and he has really said from day one he is going to be going after these sanctuary cities like Boston, and he is doing it. He says, I'm going to go to Boston and bring hell with me. I just love that he's not putting up with the garbage of these mayors around the country who are elected by American citizens to serve and protect the Constitution and our American citizens. And the way that so many of them have turned and like literally spent taxpayer money, taken the time, effort, doing things that have affected our veterans and our locals in a very negative way while supporting illegals has just been absolutely atrocious. And I'm so glad to see that Tom Homan is a success story already. I mean, you look at the number of people where they've come across the border. You were at like, 11,000 a day at one point. It's down to virtually nothing. You look at the gotaways, was up in huge numbers. That's down to virtually nothing. And so just seeing that Trump and his team are hitting the ground running and getting things done, that's amazing. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, our State House Representative Ryan Chamberlain is going to be in studio. There's a lot of discussion about taxes in Tallahassee and some other things that everybody has their own pet projects. We'll see what he thinks about some of those as well. It's the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky. Hey, we're doing our best to make Mondays great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy sitting in for Bob Rose. We're at 9:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, be thinking about it, because we're just about 10, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. And I know it's a little rainy. Maybe you're feeling a little groggy from the sleep. But, you know, I know you can find an optimistic thought and find things that make you smile. We'll be doing that really soon. Right now, though, Ryan Chamberlain, he is a State House representative, and Well, obviously a regular visitor to the Bob Rose Show. Good morning, Ryan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Greg. Glad to be here.
I tell you, I've been seeing not the jump into the serious stuff too soon because there's always time for that. I feel like every couple of days there's a wedding in your family on Facebook.
You know, it seems like that. We've had three of them in about an 11-month period, so every few months,
man.
It's not the same kid getting remarried.
Yeah,
there's different kids getting married.
I thought it was like the eternity wedding tour or something. So you guys are empty nesters now.
Empty nesters. It's a new thing, brand new, just a few weeks, actually.
Is that weird after, I mean, to have met many move out within like 11 months? Does that kind of feel strange?
That part has been weird.
Yeah.
They're with you. Our oldest is 28, so they're with you for lots of years, and then all of a sudden.
Then they're all gone.
They're gone.
Okay. So now that you're in the big house, you know, with no kids, all these extra bedrooms.
They're coming to visit already.
Oh, yeah. And then there'll be grandkids. It's kind of interesting because, and this is why I almost brought that up, the house thing, property tax, real estate tax. You know, that is a thing, I don't care where you live in the country, I don't know anywhere that it's cheap, but we seem to, and it depends on where you live here in Florida. That seems to be one of those areas like, okay, we know that our state is doing well, balanced budget, we're doing great. But boy, between insurance and tax, it still makes it tough, even though we don't have some taxes like personal property tax that other states have. And so we always hear about, we're going to do something about your property taxes. It sounds like, from what you're saying, this is the first possibility of something really happening in a very long time, because a lot of folks are on board with this. Fill us in on that.
Greg, you're absolutely right. I believe we're at the beginning of the end of property taxes here in the state of Florida.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Over the last 4 years, they've gone up 40% or more. In some cases, the revenues from property taxes, some areas 50% and even 60%. I've got several bills this year on property tax. It's the first time you've seen in Florida in a long time where on the Senate side, the House side, and our governor is talking about all three of these. Last year, I ran a bill proposing the elimination of property tax through a study.
Right.
And there's definitely studies on the Senate side. Senator Martin has taken up that bill. But let's back up just for a second. Why is property tax such an aggravation for people? Well, for starters, nobody in the state of Florida ever owns their property. I mean, we've got seniors.
Right.
We've got seniors that have been paying on their property 30, 40, and even 50 years, and they still don't own it.
Don't make those tax payments and see what happens to your property.
Exactly right.
That is wrong.
So that's a driving part of this movement, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a movement has been launched. It's going to take years. This is not something we're going to be, you know, going to do overnight, the elimination of it, because there's a lot of moving parts. But there are some relief things we can do, and that's what we're working on this year. I think people are going to start seeing it this and next year.
Yeah.
Some real relief here in Florida.
Why do we think that we're seeing this convergence of the House, Senate, and governor's side all kind of being on the same page at the same time? That doesn't always happen.
Well, constituents, the Florida citizens have had enough.
Hmm.
Now, let's talk about something that is also happening. Our governor is in the process of doging the state of Florida. He's uncovering billions of dollars of waste, and who knows when that's going to end. Matter of fact, I was getting a haircut last Saturday, and my barber whipped out his cell phone and showed me where in my area in Marion County, where we had bought a piece of artwork with taxpayer dollars for $4.8 million. This is taxpayer-funded artwork. It didn't look like it was worth that much to me. You know, I'm not against artwork, but I couldn't
A lot of money no matter what.
I couldn't help but think, Greg, that, you know, if we can find $4.8 million to spend on artwork, we can figure out how to do a better job on this property tax thing.
Yeah.
And, you
Agreed.
Know, I think the aggravation to your point, when people realize that here's really point two of what's driving it, is we pay these taxes on unrealized gains.
And that's wrong, too.
Meaning, I mean, if someone bought their property for $100,000 and it grew in value to $500,000, and let's say they never sold it, they get the privilege of paying the taxes on the extra $400,000 that they've never received. That would be like the IRS telling you, hey, Ryan, you made $50,000 last year, but we think you could have made $100,000,
yes.
So we're going to go ahead and charge you taxes on what we think you should have made.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there would be riots in the streets if that was happening. Well, that is what's driving the frustration of this property tax thing, and I'm excited to be on the front end of it in the House. I know we got a lot of movement on the Senate. We're working on some immediate relief while we're trying to figure out and uncovering data. And boy, are we getting the data in.
Well, that was my question. You said this thing may take a while for it all to come to fruition, but are there some steps between here and there that we can actually, one, see a little progress, and will that actually help our wallet at the end of the year?
Well, absolutely. The governor came out a couple of weeks ago and said he'd love to even see up to tripling the amount of tax relief on property taxes that we currently have with Homestead.
I filed
a bill that would create immediate relief with a new $100,000 tax exemption on all properties. That would, in essence, not just Homestead, on all properties that you own. That would cost, you know, about $4 billion to do that.
Okay.
But, you know, $4 billion is just going back to 2022 numbers. So we've had so much of an increase in the revenue in this state. We're not talking about going back 10 or 20 years.
Right.
Just a few years and where we were at in Florida, we could give that kind of relief. We've got several other items we're working on. But I'll tell you, Greg, I believe we've got as much momentum right now.
It feels like it.
It's starting to come together.
Yeah. Right.
That could lead us down the path becoming not only the first state in our country that has no income tax,
right?
But we've got, what if we end up being the first state that has no property tax?
That'd be awesome. Oh, no, we can't do this because now more people want to move here.
Well, that's going to happen anyway.
Okay, well,
that's
going
to happen. As a matter of fact, that's actually might be one of the, I'm not talking about the ones moving here now, but, you know, people are asking, how are we going to pay for all this?
Because, that's the thing. Anytime you take, we're going to take away this tax payment to Tallahassee with the left hand, we're still spending things. So where does the money come from the right hand to cover that $4 billion or whatever it may be?
And there's several ideas. All that's in the works.
Okay.
I'll throw out an idea or two to think about here. But I do want to say this before I would forget to say it. At no time are we going to back off funding our schools, our police departments, and our fire departments. So we're not eliminating
services
funding for these things.
Yeah.
But how we gather that money to pay for those is what's different. You know, we're privileged here in Florida to have 140 plus million tourists.
That's a lot.
That come to visit our state. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that we are or aren't going to do anything with that. But we need to look at things like that because those tourists are getting the benefit of all this property that we're paying all the property tax for.
And then they go home.
So things like that, there may be four or five of those kind of ideas that are starting to circulate that weren't circulating last year that are now circulating as we begin to uncover this.
Well, I think that's the key. You've got a conversation started. And like you also said, the fact that you've got the House side, the Senate side, the governor all on board, unless that's all coming together, it's not going to happen anyway.
That's
but the
right.
fact that you've got, finally, it looks like everybody's kind of looking the same direction, going, okay, we know this will take a little time, but you got to have an end goal. With no, just kind of plodding along will never get us anywhere. We can always throw, hey, I did a bill on this, I did a bill on that, but unless everybody's on board, nothing's going to happen.
That's right. And, you know, to begin to sum this up, and I'll take any questions you have, and I know we're on a time limit here, but I do believe the days of never owning your property in the state of Florida are coming to an end.
I'm
helping an organization called End Property Tax Now get their feet on the ground. You can go to endpropertytaxnow.com. You're going to be able to sign a petition there. This is going to have to go on a ballot. This is going to be something that Florida ends up voting on. Eventually, you'll be able to upload your trim notice. We want to help spread the word at endpropertytaxnow.com. And we are in the middle and the beginning of creating a movement to end property taxes here in the state of Florida.
Well, you talk about the retirees, and that is you've paid off your home. That is a frustrating thing. A lot of times people end up in a situation where, okay, maybe they're no longer working. Maybe the income isn't what it used to be. Whether they do or they don't, maybe they got their home paid for. The fact that, let's say in some areas, you can still have a $4,000 or $5,000 a year tax bill, that is very frustrating. There are some things that I just think are wrong. I think these going on into infinity are wrong, and I think that death taxes, what we call a death tax, is wrong. Inheritance tax. At some point, you know, things have been paid on and paid on and paid on. Every time there's a transaction, there doesn't have to be a tax that goes along with it. Or leaving things to your kids doesn't have to have a tax on it. So I think that this is maybe at least a start of one that I know seems to be important to a lot of people that I'm I'm glad to see it. At least it sounds like everybody's kind of jumping on it.
They're jumping on it. There are several bills, like I said, on both the Senate and the House side. Bill that you just jogged my memory on as you were talking about elderly, because you know, maybe as we phase this out, we could start with the retirees in our state and help give some relief there. There's a bill right now that begins to give relief to veterans on the property tax side. Okay. I'm all for things like this to begin to phase out, but I don't want to hide the fact at all. We are going after eliminating property tax in the state of Florida.
And that's the big end. And two, you mentioned the whole waste part. It's kind of ironic because we think of ourselves as having, we do have a balanced budget in Florida, and under both Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis, you know, that has kind of been a goal. But the fact that if you can eliminate some waste, that helps you to push things like this, because now that money is not being wasted over here. We'd actually save it on the tax side.
Absolutely. This doging is, you know, there's a little bit of embarrassment attached to it, too.
You start to see
some of the things that our money has been being paid for, and we have either not known about it or not paid attention to it. But those days are coming to an end as well. We got to get rid of this waste stuff.
And how on the national level, like the whole USAID debacle, how some of this money has been and is being spent, and those on the left are upset about it, that it's going to be cut. That's the crazy part.
That's absolutely right. On the national level, it's even more embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
But for us in Florida, realize, I mean, our economy here is equivalent to the 15th largest country in the world.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
We are huge, and no signs of us slowing down. Things like eliminating property tax will secure prosperity here in the state of Florida, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Brian Chamberlain, State House Rep, appreciate you taking some time. You're actually on your way to Tallahassee even as we speak, right?
On my way there. We got a lot of work. We're in session. This is week two.
Right.
And thank you for having me on. I want to promote one more time, inpropertytaxnow.com. We're working to make it happen.
That is awesome. Appreciate it. Get to work, all right? You don't have time to hang around and talk to me.
That's great.
There's stuff to do in Tallahassee today.
Greg, you're doing a great job. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you. Hey, it's messy out there. Be careful on your ride. It is a messy Monday morning, but we are trying to do what we can to make Mondays great and give you a chance to share those good things. It's time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Give us a call now, 877-975-9825, 877-WSKYTALK. Things That Make You Smile next on The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. There's got to be something that makes you smile, and we hope that you will get on board. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Let's get you lined up, 877-975-9825. Shep, what's making you smile?
Well, I am 3 weeks out from my cancer surgery. I just got back from the surgeon's office. They removed the sutures, and I am just so grateful that I live in a country where I was able to pick my own surgeon, and they didn't put me on a waiting list. They didn't put me on a waiting list and say, well, we'll get to you in 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's making me smile.
Well, that is awesome, Shep. Great to hear you're on this side of it, and glad that you are on the mend there. Hey, Dwayne, what's making you smile this Monday morning?
I'm just so proud of what a wonderful job liberals and Democrats are doing.
Non-political, Dwayne. Non-political. We talk politics all morning long for 3+ hours. Things that make you smile has to be non-political. Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Greg and team. I hope that Bob is doing well on his travels.
Oh, yeah.
We had a beautiful day. Yesterday was just stunning. I went down to Little Hitchcock's grocery store down there in Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
Got everything I needed for my kitties. It was beautiful out. Everybody was nice. You're making Mondays great. And God bless you and God bless America, dear. You're doing fabulous.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Hey, Mark, we'll get you in here. What is making you smile?
Hey, every time I hear the radio ads on the Sky about Jeffrey Meldon's law firm opening in 1971,
uh-huh.
I'm a Disney buff, and that's when Walt Disney World opened, and so all the tourists showed up, and that's a when all the accidents started, so he picked a great time to open that firm. Thanks, guys.
Wow. I never thought you could make accidents something that you would actually smile about, or that you would actually tie in one of our clients and accidents and still make it something worth smiling about. But somehow, Mark, you've put all that together and you pulled it off, even on a Monday morning with less sleep. Good job. Hey, thanks for being a part of Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. We're not done yet. Nope. Coming up, it is The Smoking Gun, and that is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The Smoking Gun is next to The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. So today's Smoking Gun begins when a substitute teacher asked a kid to join a small group, but he didn't want to. She got frustrated, she got angry, and she asked the class, "Who in here can beat him up?" Well, that's when four students raised their hands, and she called on them to start beating the kid up in the class. She watched. More jumped in. In fact, at one point, she got involved and actually pushed the kid who hit his head on a desk. And then she had the gall to call in a couple of more teachers for help and the police. They were told the children needed behavior intervention. Sounds more like the teacher, even though she's a substitute, needed intervening on. So this manages to take a Florida woman story and a bad teacher story. You put them together and you get a smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. I'm Greg Cassidy. Bob is back tomorrow. Have an amazing day. We'll see you then. God bless, and thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky.